The Hideous Creature Show.
Thundar, the Barbarian. The year 1994. From out of space comes a runaway planet, hurtling between the Earth and the Moon, unleashing cosmic destruction. Man's civilization is cast in ruin. 2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery. But one man bursts his bonds to fight for justice. With his companions, Ookla the Mock and Princess Ariel, he pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil. He is Thundar, the Barbarian.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, the Brooklyn Zoo. From the City of Roses, via the internet, this is the Hideous Creature Show. The date is Saturday, October 10th, 2009. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
We got to keep Patrick away from Fable 2.
I'm so glad that it's been 2 weeks in a row of original lineup. Yeah, I love it.
I like it.
We got the stacks of the wax ready to get you on your car attack.
Yeah, I agree. I like the original lineup too.
I hate everyone else.
Everyone else.
Everyone
do.
Everyone else can fuck their ears.
I forgot what the fuck I was going to say right at the bat.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I had food and I had drinks last night and I had a house full of folks and the bar was good and
you're hungover. So.
Dodged some women. It was a good time.
Got a number?
Really?
Dodge.
He got a number.
Okay,
so, no, the I've been very kind of not into chicks lately. I've substituted it with going out with dudes. I'm just like fuck it, man. I like spending time alone and not without anybody interrupting my time. So I'll be talking to a girl or whatever and then I get that thing where like no. I don't want to wake up with her there. Like Mingus, fine. Not as good in the sack, well, I'm sure.
If you could take her home and then she would leave before you went to sleep, would that be all right?
No, I don't. I just, I'm in a weird spot. So everybody goes
nothing
out.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, you like the people you want to hang with. You know what they're up to. And, you know, you throw a new person in sometimes. You got to fucking pretend to be somebody cool.
You have to deal with the fucking drama.
The chance that I might get a disease. I don't want to roll the dice.
You're worried about.
I've had enough lovers
filthy,
in my life.
That filthy women.
I've got out unscathed. I'm like, God, it's right. Herpes is right around the corner.
Oh, it's knocking. It is like, knocking on that
next
door.
Next one's
double damage is coming up. Eventually.
Oh, Herpy Debbie, stay the night over at June's house. Stole my wallet, and my heart,
and mustard.
And left, your youth.
And then left a herpes behind. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Debbie.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the difference between, you know what the difference between love and herpes is, right?
No.
Herpes is forever.
It's true.
What was another one? The other one is, guys, did you guys see the Ninja Parade?
No.
No?
Nobody did.
Yeah, it's true.
And I remember that The Onion did a video clip on the Ninja Parade, and they're interviewing people there for the parade. It was just people there, nothing going on in the street. And one of the kids goes, and I looked in my pocket, and there was candy in my pocket. And Ninja probably put it there.
Like, I wish that would happen to me.
We all do.
I'd take.
Well, you got. You
money.
Came. You had candy.
Well, I'm
you
a
had
ninja.
Smarties.
Okay.
I'm a ninja.
Hold on. We gotta
wait.
Check
he's checking
something.
His phone.
No, I'm not. I'm checking to see. 21 days till Halloween.
I'm excited.
We finally found out what we're gonna do too.
Hopefully.
We're gonna go to the Blitz, right?
Hopefully. I emailed her to see if the party's really happening, so.
Oh, long. long draw off the skull bong.
Wow, the music just stopped.
It did.
It just doesn't like
so
us
let's,
anymore.
So why don't we start off with the movie Madness?
Okay, because we always forget until the second half.
All right.
So it's safe to say that you're hungover.
Oh, hungover tally.
Not me.
I would say yeah.
I saw the best movie of all time last night called Zombieland.
We're going to do a movie review. Jenny's going to talk about the movie and how fucking good it was.
And how if you didn't see it, you're a loser. Yeah.
Especially
just
if
kidding,
you tried
June.
To go see it twice.
movie madness.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
Zombieland.
It's I know that fucking movie, goddammit.
Play it again, please.
The quarterback is
toast. Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
I totally know this movie.
Okay, so moving on. Speaking of like going out and stuff and my friends are hooking up with the ladies and the dudes and stuff and going home, my ass is going home alone. I woke up the other day and I looked in my pocket and I forgot that I did get a number and I wanted to show it to you guys.
Should we call them?
No.
No.
I don't know who Matt Ward is.
Yeah. He sounds hot.
And has a little heart next to his name. I must have been charming.
I love it.
Matt Ward is that name, he's gay.
Is maybe it? You guys could Matt be Ward. Like D&D buddies.
Maybe that's why there's a heart. Well, he didn't put a warhammer through it, the heart. So.
Yeah.
Or like
if there's a sword on
a
here,
Klingon
yeah.
blade.
Or like a drawing of a 20-sided dice.
A bat lift.
A crook. Is that what they're called?
No, I just made that
up.
Oh,
so speaking of that, have you been listening in on your...
Yes, I have. We'll go into that in just a sec. So I wake up with a dude.
I forgot what it was called.
Fucking... And what is this on?
It's on...
It's
a piece of cardboard.
Cardstock.
It's, of course, on a... What looks like a Budweiser box thing.
Maybe
so.
He bought you a beer.
Maybe he bought a whole bunch of beer. It looks like it's a case.
If you can't remember him giving you your number, he bought you a lot of beers.
But anyway, thanks, Matt, for the...
thanks, Matt Ward.
And you know what? I bet I know him in some way.
I like the heart. I mean, he was probably being, you know, funny, like hit heart, Matt.
You know what? At this,
his handwriting looks very feminine as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that, too.
Can handwriting look feminine?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I think so.
I guess, you know, like kind of swirly and flowery looking.
Meticulous.
Not most. I don't want to stereotype.
Yeah, stereotype, Jenny.
A lot of guys have messy handwriting.
No, guys do.
You know?
You know what, though? My father had really good handwriting, and that kind of made me want
You know
good
what?
Handwriting.
You definitely get handwriting from your parents. My handwriting looked exactly like my mother's.
Did your father go to, like, Catholic school?
My dad didn't even go to school.
Oh, okay. He was a pool shark.
He was raised by wolves.
Squirrels and wolves.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen The Journey of Natty Gann? It was like that, except he
oh
was
my
a dude.
God, I haven't thought about that movie in a really long time. I really liked it as a kid.
Journey of Natty, you just pulled that out of nowhere.
Seriously, where the fuck did that come from?
There's
the Journey
wolf.
Of
There's
Natty
There's a wolf
Gann.
In it, dude.
I like it.
There's a wolf in it, man.
Well, I would have thought of Dances
John
with
Cusack's
Wolves.
In that.
I would have thought of a million movies before
the Wolf
Journey
man.
Of Natty Gann.
I couldn't use a movie with wolf in the title. That's like using the word to define itself in the dictionary.
Oh, The Journey
what,
of Natty
Who was the key grip on that?
Stuart Murdoch.
Moving on. I was watching television the other day.
Like right now, I think that's interesting that someone is playing video games in this room while we're doing it, which is very interesting because I'm just like, wow.
Don't look.
I'm not. I'm trying to look at another screen.
He's running. He's running.
Okay.
There's sparkles.
What were you saying, June?
So I was actually, why don't we go into the D&D thing because... I'm at work and I just listened.
What's it called again?
I don't want to say it.
Okay.
No, don't get anyone else.
It's and when I was in middle school and high school and
last week
week with Matt Ward.
Me and Matt were fucking rolling gnats, Nat 20s all day, and that's gonna be my new nickname.
Nat 20.
That's gonna be my my kid's name, but so. Nat 20 button. How's like, your kid? And he's like just hitting his fucking head on the wall there.
No, that kid's going to wear a helmet from birth.
Way to go, bro. Get that wall. Show that wall who's boss.
That wall has an AC of 2.
Dude, that wall just called you a gay. Get it. So I started listening to it, and like I said last week, I'd listened to many, 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 many hours. Like, of
I think
show.
You said seven.
Seven, yeah.
I think I'm over 12.
Yes.
And
wait, are there more? Because I keep trying to like get it updated, and they're done.
So so Patrick comes over today, and he's like, I'm five deep.
Nice.
I'm five.
I started listening to him, and I'm like, I'm doing the dishes, and I'm like, this is so fucking dumb. And it's just like, every time they're like, let's calculate how many temporary hit points you have for this round, I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's like 12 minutes it's going to take. But I still, and join us again on this fun-filled, exciting adventure.
You
know, and
you
like,
can't get your fingers to work fast enough to get the
seriously.
Next hour.
It's like a really bad Clive Barker book. You just have to get done with it.
It's probably what Oprah is to women. It's
well,
just,
not me.
You're going, what the
but
fuck
I think
is
I'm,
it?
I think I'm, I think I flunk at being a woman sometimes.
Tell me you don't listen to Tyra.
Fuck no. Well, I do like to watch The Soup and watch Joel McHale make fun of Tyra.
That's
but
awesome.
You don't watch The View.
That's good.
Oh, God, no. I don't think I've actually ever seen an episode of The View unless it was on The Soup.
I don't.
You know?
I used to watch The View and get really
that's
angry.
That's right. You told me about that. I've watched it.
I mean, I have a DVR, so I thought about, like, recording some of those daytime woman shows during the day and watching them later just to see. I can't do it.
Makes your boobs bigger.
I cannot do it.
So the D&D thing, so you're in and you're hooked, right?
Well,
you just kind of want to, they have the, they
so
have,
is it that you want to like find out what happens
yeah,
next
it's
or
really
is
boring.
It really, right, it's got
to
be boring.
It's kind of like you listen to it, but to me it's kind of boring. It's like, there's that one dude who Skypes in, you're kind of like, dude, he needs to sometimes
and he's in
shut
character
up. And he's
all
in
the
character,
time.
He's
yeah.
like, and he plays an idiot. oh my God, that's exactly what he sounds like.
You got any funnel cakes?
Oh my God. No more.
But I love that guy, actually. He's close to my heart now.
He's actually really smart and funny, but the
if
rest
you could
of
meet these
like,
guys, would you?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I think for a little while it would be all right, but no, it's
you'd want to punch him in the face in like 10
minutes. No.
But now you're like, okay, what's going to happen when they get on the airship? Is there an episode where they're on the airship?
What one are you on?
I think I got done the last one. They got into the big city.
Number 15 or whatever?
Yeah. There's no more after
oh
that.
My God.
The clock city?
You guys no, are even bigger that. Dorks than the dorks that are doing this.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
Oh, my
you're
God.
You're like,
oh,
are you on episode 15 yet? Have they got to the airship?
Well, in conclusion.
Dude, you watch True Blood, all right? So,
wait.
What? True Blood's rad.
In conclusion, I think that's why that there's no women in my life right now.
May
I think, and to, I think to, ag- to aggravate the situation, I think I'm going to start my own D&D campaign.
I'm in.
I know you are.
I'm fucking totally a ranger. What edition are you going to play?
Whatever books I don't know. I have to dig out the
old
stuff.
I got all the books for three.
I think there's a monster manual right behind
I got,
you.
There
I got,
probably is. I got, well, there's a picture
seriously.
On our website
right
of,
by the
of
Martin
the
Luther
monster
King
manual.
Book.
Is that from the one in your room? Or did you just get that off the internet?
What one?
The one on our website. There's a picture of a monster manual
oh,
on
that's
our photos.
Right. I put that in there a while back. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not the one on the website.
No, you got to play a more current edition. This is old rules. I don't know these rules at all.
I don't know any other rules. Anyway, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
So,
moving on, can we just
that's
edit
like drunk,
that part
that's
out?
Like drunk talk.
So, I'm wondering, like right I want to talk about Zombieland.
Okay.
I have no idea, just like, what?
Okay,
how
I don't wanna,
was it?
It was fucking awesome. It was seriously like, exceeded my expectations. I knew it was going to be funny, and I knew it was going to be zombies, but seriously, the first 30 seconds, and I'm not going to give too much away, but...
No spoilers.
The movie starts, and like as they're rolling the credits,
dude, can
they're
I,
playing...
I got to whip it out.
As the bell tolls, but Metallica, what's that song called?
For Whom the Bell
For
Tolls.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, they're playing that loud as fuck, and it's people running in slow motion from various kick-ass zombies. Ugh. And I was like, I am, whatever they do from
I just
here
went from
on,
6 to midnight. I'm so wanting to see this fucking movie.
Whatever they do from here on out, this is my favorite movie Ugh. Ever of this year. Like, me and Megan and BT went, we all gave it 2 thumbs up. It was fucking rad. I am so in love with Woody Harrelson that I don't even know what to do.
Really?
He's awesome.
I think Woody Harrelson's pretty
He
awesome.
Is so fucking funny
He gets arrested
good.
Growing
I mean,
weed. You know, he smokes lots of dope.
Hangs out with Lance Armstrong.
Does he?
Oh, no, maybe that's not him.
I don't know. Maybe it
they
is.
Ride bikes together.
They ride bikes. No, that was Jake Gyllenhaal. Never mind. Okay. He hangs out with what's his fuck with the crooked nose.
Dumbledore?
Yes. It doesn't matter. But yes, it was awesome.
He does have a crooked nose. It's stated like 18 times.
The kid
times.
From Adventureland was in it. If you know who he
Sydney
is.
Sydney Poitier.
Yes. The only beef I have about that kid is that he's like trying to be the new Michael Cera. And we don't need another Michael Cera because he's pretty rad.
I think Michael Cera's tapped out.
Who's Michael Cera?
He's
the kid from
Superbad.
Arrested Development and Superbad.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need
It's just like the awkward, like I've never been kissed and I'm a virgin character. You
I like
know?
That guy.
But,
yeah, I do
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's rad.
We don't need another one.
It's also the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine's in it, but she's older. She's like 12 or something. She was totally funny in it, and it was really good. There's a celebrity cameo in it that is bomb. I won't tell you who it is, but
Burt Reynolds,
Jackie Chan.
But it's awesome. It's like when it happens, you're like, "Fuck yeah!"
Sweet.
It's a great movie. I would recommend it to anybody.
I think I might actually go see it today.
You should.
I'm gonna take the cans back.
Yeah.
Should I take my children to see it?
Nah.
Okay.
They
Riley,
probably need
maybe.
To be a little bit
they
older.
Oh, they did not like Shaun of the Dead. That movie scared the shit out
there's
of them.
There's definitely swearing, and there's not really that.
You know how much swearing there is in Goonies and Beetlejuice? There's a lot of swearing.
Don't
really?
Say it too
God,
many
I haven't
times.
Watched Beetlejuice in a long time.
It's a great documentary.
Nice fucking
It's
model.
good stuff. It has a good soundtrack.
Sweet.
I give it two.
I love the whole fucking zombies. I love the concept.
You think that people would get burned out on zombie movies, but you just don't.
I have one for you.
What
you
is
guys
it?
Ready?
Yeah.
I had a dream yesterday.
You're not going to turn the screen on, are you?
No. That is a nightmare.
I had a dream.
I had a dream the other day. Now check this out. It was one of those recurring dreams, too, where I kept waking up and going right back
I
into the dream.
I love that. Sometimes
that
I love
never
it.
Happens.
And sorry, listeners, if you don't like the dream stories, but this is epic.
Fuck you.
This is great. I had a dream the other day that there was I woke up and everything was normal and stuff. This is in my dream. And I'm walking around. All of a sudden, the army comes and starts shuttling people into huge warehouses to keep everybody safe because there's a virus, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
virus coming. You know, so this is a zombie dream.
Right.
And we all get into the warehouse and somehow an infected person got in there and it just spread like wildfire and we're stuck in there. And, you know, like there's probably maybe, I don't know, 8,000 people in this giant facility. And so it spreads like crazy. I get bit, die, get fucking eaten, and I wake up, but I'm still in my dream. And I look at my clock, and it's the same time that I woke up the day before, so it's like a Groundhog's Day thing. And
zombie
so,
groundhog.
Weird. It gets better. So I go through the same motions, and I'm still kind of, I don't know what the fuck's going on, so I end up in the warehouse again. It's the same reoccurring situations. And I end up in the, and then boom, die again, boom, wake up. In my dream.
Love won't pay the rent.
Right. And then Bob Dylan's playing on the fucking, or Skipping Scappy's, fucking morning douchebag.
It's
going
to be cold out
Skip
there. It's cold
Scappy.
Out there every day.
If there was a Skip and Scappy, I would listen to them.
So I wake up again and I'm going, I'm not going to go to the warehouse this time. So I end up like kind of circumventing that whole thing. And then I look over and I see somebody kind of doing the same thing I'm doing. And I ask them, hey, are you having this reoccurring thing? And they're like, yeah.
Nice.
And so we die eventually, you know, by zombies, and it keeps happening again and again. But each time,
it's like choose your own adventure dream,
right? And each time we kind of meet somebody else that's having the same reoccurring situation.
I wish it was me.
It's like a weird episode of Star Trek.
And then we get prolonged, and it goes longer and longer, and we're meeting more people, and we're trying to like make barricades, and we're on a time loop because of the giant zombie the giant building with all the zombies is gonna fucking explode, and then we're, you know, that was big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, it was odd, and I wake up in real life, and then go back to sleep, pop, and then in
You're
my dream I wake
again?
Up, and it kept reoccurring and reoccurring and reoccurring, but it was awesome, just fucking murder killing zombies and shit. By the end, we had it down. We're like, okay, that zombie's going to be there. That zombie's going to be there. Boom, explosives. And the government's after us because
now I'm going to step in
the
puddle.
The government realizes that.
This is why I don't have a girl.
Yeah, because I stayed up fucking all night. I had, actually, I had smoked chicken for dinner that night. I think that's what did it.
But anyway. I thought you were saying like I'd smoked weed. Like I thought I'd smoked yeah, chicken. Like, and oh, I'm like, God. June, don't smoke chicken. No. It doesn't really get you high.
The nutmeg doesn't do that.
No.
Shit, it was dry. It was dry. But anyway, that was a fucking rad dream. I think I'm going to try and sell it.
Groundhog's Day 2.
Zombieland.
Is Bill Murray attached?
You got to have him on there. Anyway.
Maybe he could play like, just throw him in. Is Bill Murray the cameo in Zombieland?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. That would be weird.
I don't want to know. I got to go in fresh. I don't want to know.
There's zombies in the movie.
definitely the movie does not scrimp on awesome, gory zombie killing.
That's exactly what I want.
It's so good. Like
that's what I need.
It's good. It's gory. There's good. Like, I wish I could have been a zombie in that movie. Like, now a zombie extra would be so fun to be, right?
No yeah. shit.
How fucking fun.
I'd be there. Yeah.
I want to be hit with a baseball bat in the head or whatever. However they kill me.
Justice.
I want to be a zombie in a fucking movie. It would be so cool.
All right. Here we go.
This is Agent Johnson. No, the other one.
Point Break.
Point Break. That's a good guess. But
that is a good guess.
Can we have it again?
Yeah.
This is Agent Johnson. No, the other one.
I don't know.
The quarterback's toast and Agent Johnson.
Agent Johnson.
I don't know.
I've heard that there's been issues with the website not downloading episodes and stuff of the show. And what I guess is like update your media files, your media player, and you'll be able to get the shows again. I just heard some shit on word on the street, bro.
Word on the street.
I was wasted under this bridge.
This hobo told me
Hobo Billy's
couldn't.
Like, hey, yo,
I can't
get your shit.
I can't download the August 22nd show on my iPhone.
What's up with that, yo?
I wanted to hear the interview with Miss Jingle saying I couldn't hear it. why the fuck get that shit worked on?
Do you guys I was okay, Patrick had brought this up a long time ago and I never watched the viral shit online because it wrecks the spank bank, like two girls one cup. I will never watch it.
I haven't watched it.
I had Megan watch it, and I just like to watch her watch it. That makes me kind of like a
I like to watch you watch.
Yeah, I'm an internet voyeur. Yeah, I'm Chauncey.
I think
Chauncey Gardner of the fucking internet world.
I think I would watch it. I just, it feels wrong for me to just like watch it by
myself.
It's going to
feel right.
My apartment.
Because we are going to watch the glass thing.
Jenny, look at my eyes. Don't leave. Okay. Stare into my eyes.
I want to watch it.
I watch it. It's his penis that actually throws me off. Not that I have a problem looking at a man's
What this is
penis.
Is that Patrick...
It's a really horrible shot. The guy's crouching
over a mason jar.
A mason jar and is... It's really...
June, I think I'm going to throw up on your fucking head if I have to watch this. So
it's called OneGuyOneCup.com.
Right.
Welcome to OneGuyOneCup.com,
well,
the home
is,
of the
Patrick,
infamous One Guy One Cup video.
Patrick told me about this a while back, and I thought it would be kind of funny to watch it together.
See, I'm just staring. I'm looking at the after school quickie that's underneath of it. Like, I'll just look at the girls.
I like
each other.
My
hate that guy's braids in after school quickie. Yeah. Get a real hairdo.
My favorite is
pussy ripping Agnes. Really?
Outdoor amateur teen fuck.
Really, Agnes? Pussy ripping Agnes.
It's an out. Yeah.
You guys have a different thing than I can see.
No, right. it's
at the
lower
bottom.
Than you.
It's on the bottom.
On the bottom.
Says,
okay.
Oh, maybe you. I mean, no, you have the same.
You have the same thing.
So anyway, we're looking at OneGuyOneCup.com.
One guy
gross
slash gene. Or hyphen.
Why do we have to do this?
Because I thought it'd be a growing. Well, when we're old and fucking jacked up on Viagra, you call me.
This is gonna make Viagra
and go,
not
dude.
Work.
I can't even fuck on this shit because of One Guy One Cup.
Have you watched this?
I have not.
This
How long
fair.
Is it?
It's 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
We're not watching this
it's
for
not
10 minutes.
Oh, I thought it was.
It's like 3. I can't. I'm just.
I was thinking you guys want to just go through it or do you want to stop and comment or
well,
natural reaction?
I think we should just let it play. We'll comment as we go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
So the guy is sitting on a fucking cup.
So it's not like there's no audio for. Oh, God.
What's on his ass? Are those veins?
Those are called sores. From
oh my God!
This again. You haven't watched this.
Okay, wait.
So he's inserting the mason jar into his anus.
I don't. Yeah, I think I kind of bit off a little more than.
No shit, dumbass.
So I thought he was gonna poop in it.
No, he's gonna. He's going. He's going.
I thought that's
it gets worse.
Two girls, one cup is that they poop in the cup and then they like eat it or something.
This is the opposite.
Okay, so he's shoving the glass in his fucking
my
ass.
Watch, watch.
Oh, dude. Actually, I don't know. This is.
Oh!
And it just broke.
It really broke.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. June, can we stop this experiment?
Yeah, I think it's a little too much.
I warned you.
What fell off the bottom?
I thought it'd be funny, but I'm too hungry.
The bottom
to deal
of
with it.
The it broke. It
looks like a lemon wedge. Like he had like a little iced tea
There's
in the
There's no
cup.
Way that should be that
right,
big.
I'm done. I'm out. I've signed off.
Now what's he doing? Oh,
picking it out?
Bleeding, bleeding, bleeding.
Okay, there's blood now.
Bleeding.
Oh, yeah, there's blood.
Oh, God.
June, this is your best
when
idea
When you keep
ever.
Pausing it, it's disgusting, even more disgusting because then I'm, like, stuck on this thing. And I can't not look at it, honestly.
He's peeing blood. Awesome.
Did he, like, know it was going to break?
Of course,
he
didn't.
It was like, surprise!
That's why he has all the sores around his ass and his little weird
duckhead
penis keeps creeping me out.
I know. I don't like his penis. It's really gross looking.
It's uncircumcised.
Why? Well, it's not that it's uncircumcised. It's just
looks
like
weird.
That is a lot of fucking blood.
Why isn't he like calling 911?
Because he's a... Okay. You think that this was... wait.
Seriously, why
this wasn't the first bad idea this fucker had. That's why.
Shit, he's trying to get his cell phone.
Oh, dude.
Oh, and it's got to be like cutting up his hands, too. I mean, trying to get it out of there.
That's got
to
be fake.
This guy is a trained... this is not fake. This is a trained professional.
No, that doesn't look like real blood.
That looks like real blood to me.
Oh, right.
How,
dude.
Is he like...
June, there's an off button.
Is there like audio on this? I mean, I won't hear it, but is there like, is he screaming? Like,
no, he sounds like he's got his shit together. Well, no pun intended.
Maybe a little bit intended.
Oh, motherfucker, fuck you, asshole.
Why are you saying fuck you? You're the one who put this on.
But why would you do that? This comes, my God. So there's a big fucking
somebody needs a
puddle
sham
of blood.
Someone needs a sham wow now.
This would only be better if Vince the sham wow guy came in and was like, "You're gonna love my nuts."
You getting this camera guy?
Check out the slap chop.
Okay,
you getting this
seriously,
camera guy?
Seriously.
Okay, now he's standing up and there's just like a pool of blood
does
and
he
broken
pee on it?
Glass, and he just walks away.
E fucked.
Okay.
Thanks for that,
shit.
June. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Next time, thanks for turning it off now.
So is the two girl one cup like they like eat poo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was gonna poop in it.
No, I'd seen some of that, and I never.
I didn't know that was gonna happen.
I never got to the blood.
You got me, June. You got me.
Merry Christmas. Happy half birthday.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Oh God, now I'm gonna.
I kind of felt a little gaggy on
seriously,
that.
Seriously, like what?
Yeah. Okay. Movie madness.
Sir, sir.
The FBI is here.
Oh, the FBI is here now.
Yes, sir. Right over there.
Hold this.
What a breath, man.
Play it again. I think I almost got it.
Sir,
The FBI is here.
Oh, the FBI is here now.
Yes, sir. Right over there.
What a breath, man.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to jump to fake break. You listen to the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us at Facebook, Hideous Creature Show Podcast. You can find us on hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. We have a Twitter, which is Hideous Creature. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Patrick.
And we're going to take a fake break.
We're going to go shove mason jars up our butts and see if they break.
Well, if you could do me, I'll do you.
Okay.
There's just one Schlitz, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Thank you. it light with a big case too. There's only one brew that will do when you're out of Schlitz. You're out of beer. Rio Gusto in the great night beer Schlitz.
Welcome back to the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Pat. Hello.
We were talking about the Darwin Awards. I don't know. Darwin Awards are a...
award for stupidity?
Award for people dying unnatural causes.
Fucked up ways.
They're killing...
Well, by their own doing.
Right. Their natural selection has selected them that they're so fucking dumb.
We were talking about that this one guy had strapped a bunch of balloons to a lawn chair.
Like 500 balloons or something ridiculous.
That was the brainchild of Disney, right?
Yeah, the
Pixar.
The documentary of Up, I think.
So the guy...
talk. I'm not laughing at the story. I'm laughing at you.
Just...
So he strapped his balloons to a lawn chair because he wanted to be in a hot air balloon, and
it's cheaper than a hot air balloon ride.
And he brought a BB gun, and his theory was, I can just shoot the balloons out so I can descend.
One by one, I'll shoot them, and I'll go down slowly once I get up into the air.
June cannot talk, and so
my face.
So, but he lived by the ocean, so when he had all these balloons, he went out 10 miles out into the Atlantic Ocean, and no one ever heard from him.
He died.
He died.
Of course he did.
I've never seen him.
It was his time.
He went the way that he wanted to go.
He was a man living a dream.
At least he was doing something.
Seriously, fuck, what do you think? I bet he's the same guy that has bear traps in his bathroom. Some fucked up weird ass theory. Just all kinds of weird shit.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow. I give him
so
a paper
bag. So do you think
bag.
That he ended up shooting the balloons? I mean,
well, by the time he was over the ocean, he was probably now I'm screwed doubly. Oh, I'm either gonna
maybe he just kept on going and going, and finally he got.
Maybe it was at the end of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where the glass elevator just keeps going, if you want to view paradise. Let's think of him that way. Let's.
I think he's still floating around somewhere waiting to find a good place to set down.
Maybe in the Atlantic Ocean and the Strait of Gibraltar, they're the balloon ghost comes out at night.
Yeah.
And he just hovers over you. Dropping little
it's
pieces
hello!
Of shredded plastic.
It's me.
Shoot my balloons. Shoot the balloons.
Does anyone
throw
have
me a sandwich. Please.
Because if you just...
Well, the... balloons just... The helium... you're just going to go fucking up, dude. You're going to catch some fucking wind, but... You're not going to stop
going up.
Ascending. You better be. And I bet he had a pump action gun too. So he's and his arms he gets a cramp halfway through.
He needed a Red Rider. That's what he just needed. Boom.
Oh God.
Maybe he shot himself to death finally with the BB gun, just over and over and over until
after 450 BBs, Mr. Anderson finally killed himself.
Yeah, he probably had 500 balloons and 200 BBs.
Yeah, we were joking around there's sharks just falling around with their mouths open waiting for him to fall.
They're high finning each other.
Nice dorsal fin, Bill.
Dude, I'm eating tonight. Hey, I got some steaks in my freezer.
Dude, I saw him first. You get the chair. I get the dumb guy. It's just it's so great because it's real. I mean, all the wacky situations that all the characters come in the sitcoms.
Right.
This is real.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
dude.
He really came up with this bright idea. So did he, when he ascended or whatever, did he have any media there or was it a big hoopla?
I don't know. I don't
think
he finished
his
blog. on. Like, I don't know what was going
on. Unbeknownst to Mr. Billberg.
Like, he was missing and everyone knew what he was doing, but
there's no there's no internet in the stratosphere.
But isn't that, hey, Bill, have you thought this through all the way? They were just like, oh, he's gone. He went up in a cloud of balloons.
Motherfucker.
Wonder where he went.
He didn't do the John Bon Jovi Blaze of Glory. He was like going down in a fucking rainbow pattern of inflated objects.
Yeah.
But shouldn't someone have said, have you thought this through all the
way? Well, maybe he didn't. He probably didn't have that many friends that really wanted to talk
him down. I
want
to say he
down.
Was a priest. I think he was a priest.
Well,
so it was like faith healing that he's going to find his way back down?
He wanted to get closer to Jesus.
Yeah, I think he did in a shark mouth. God.
He found Jesus.
Oh, he's there. And about fucking St. Peter's like,
everywhere.
Really? You're the balloon guy. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're in so we can make fun of you.
Your drunk ass navigated all those bear traps for years. We've been waiting for something better,
you
dummy.
You thought purgatory was boring. Jesus.
All right. Here we go. This is Movie Madness.
We're going to need some more FBI guys, I guess.
All right. So the FBI is very apparent. Jenny, let's figure this out.
We're going to need some more FBI guys, I guess.
Shit. Oh, God.
What are you thinking? I'll give it to you. I'll just
Planet Terror?
That's a good, you know, no, but no.
The quarterback is toast.
I can't get.
FBI.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about the quarterback.
The quarterback is toast.
We're going to need some more FBI guys.
You guys want to do a horoscope retrospective?
Yeah. Is this about this week? Oh, am I doing
so
it?
So we do one of the things we do here is a horoscope retrospect.
That's right there.
And we read the horoscope in the Willamette Week. Portland, and decide thumbs up or thumbs down on if it's true or not.
Junior Gemini, right?
Yes.
Can I get a music next time? Like, come into my lair, grease my palms with your lips. This is not what
this
I was
is terrible too.
All right, June, you're a Gemini, right?
Wait,
yeah.
Okay, Two Face.
What?
Well, Gemini have two faces.
Well, that's for the kinky stuff and then the true love bullshit.
That's so good. You're on Pat's Astrology Hour.
Yeah.
This all relates to asses.
Yeah, everything does now, thanks
right.
to one.
Now, thanks to one guy, one
I'm afraid to
bloody
poop.
Ass.
Watch out.
There might be a cup up there. You don't
those
know.
Those glass shards are going to come at like an alligator. You know how you were told, be careful, that alligator might come out of a toilet. Do you remember being a little kid and someone saying that? Like an alligator could come out of your toilet, even though no one lived in Florida that you knew? Like those glass shards might come up
there.
And try to get there.
alligators are indigenous
glass
to Juno.
Towards asses.
One of my new age friends says she has it on good authority that the Seven Lords of Time will reconvene in their Himalayan sanctuary on December 21st, 2012 and reinvent the nature of time as they did back in 3114 BC.
What?
I have no idea if it's true or not, but if it is, I say hallelujah. We would all benefit from some big time reinvention of time. That's a horribly.
That is a bad sentence.
That is a really bad sentence.
We would all benefit from some big time reinvention of time. But that happy event, even if actually does come to pass, is still more than 3 years away. What to do in the meantime? Who the fuck does this?
Seriously, that's
didn't
what I
want to
know.
Didn't the last time we did this go, this sucks?
Yeah,
fine.
It's awful.
Thanks, Rob Bresny. Fuck you, dude.
It's awful.
Luckily, you Geminis now have. Okay, this is where you actually get to.
All right, here we go. I'm right. Wait, let me
get
it.
God, thanks for all the bullshit.
Wow, he actually just put Vaseline on his eyebrows.
Gaping awake.
Luckily, you Geminis now have major personal power to do some time reinvention of your own.
I'm going to call Matt Ward.
To get the meditations rolling. All right, this is what you have to do, I guess. Thanks for this paragraph, Rob.
Got it.
Ask yourself what three things you could do to stop fighting time and start loving it better. Oh, you're fighting time. That's
You know that last thing kind of rang a little true.
Did it?
Yeah.
Your heart will peek out.
Well,
like
I got buttons don't live too long, so I got 11 years left. So
you're fighting time.
I
well,
am.
Don't worry, because the Seven Lords of Time will reconvene their
I thought there was
sanctuary
six.
In
and,
like
and
3 years.
You'll have, it's a good time to have a reinvention.
All right,
time.
I don't. You know what? This Rob Bresny dude. I hope he doesn't isn't from Portland.
Hey,
Jenny, what are you?
I'm a Capricorn, just
that's
like
right,
you.
Just like me. Okay, so this is what we have to deal with after all of his exposition.
Come on, Rob, what do you got? Come on,
John, baby. He doesn't even tell you what the fuck's going on. He's telling life stories. Hey, I got some milk today, and
it was sour.
He's busy
Reinvent
fucking
time.
Filling balloons full of helium.
Please go to the ocean, Rob. John, a colleague of mine, is a skillful psychotherapist. Thanks for telling me about it. Hey. His father is in a similar occupation, psychoanalyst. Wait, there's a family tree of John's family here. If you ask John whether his dad gave him a good understanding of the human psyche while he was growing up, John quotes the old maxim, "The shoemaker's son has no shoes."
That doesn't make sense.
That's an old maxim, really?
Yeah, the old maxim from 2008.
Is there any comparable theme in your own life? Capricorn?
What, that I don't have any shoes?
No, like,
I don't know what the fuck's going
that
on.
That means like, if you're a car mechanic, your car is always in disrepair, or if you're a carpenter, your house is always...
I do work in accounting, and I'm always broke.
Okay, well, does it have any truth, Capricorn?
Wow, wow.
Wow.
I'm a deadbeat, and...
deadbeat dad.
What's the reverse of deadbeat?
Nah,
I'm a deadbeat, so my life kind of sucks.
Deadbeat.
Some talent or knowledge or
I think it just reverts to deadbeat.
Some talent or knowledge or knack that should have been but was not part of your inheritance, like a natural gift you were somehow cheated out of in your early environment. Thanks, Rob. If so, wait, what?
What's going on?
This dude just... All right.
This guy just cheated me out of something.
Wait, out of your future.
The coming week...
just cheated everybody out of fucking the last 3 minutes.
Is that a comparable theme? Some talent or knowledge or knack that should have been but was not part of your inheritance? A natural gift you were somehow cheated out of in your early environment? If so, the coming weeks will be an excellent time to start recovering from your loss and getting the good stuff you have coming. I'm done.
Okay.
Rob Bresney.
Okay, I grab that.
Does anybody read that? Like, and be like, yes.
No, no one reads that.
That is very insightful.
They read
that's
it
a half a page, too, in that
right.
Yeah.
Seriously, maybe we should start
our own.
Maybe we should start
I
want
to write
own.
A letter to Willamette Week to tell them that their astrology is fucking crap.
They're probably going to look at it and go, well, all astrology is crap, so why?
But at least I just want one that says, like, you might get some money this week.
Right.
You've been feeling sad, and you're like, I have been.
Okay.
You know, and then it makes you feel like
so,
it makes some fucking sense.
You know what?
All right,
we're not tailed.
I mean,
I discarded it like toilet paper
so,
that I just wiped my ass with.
To end the segment, thumbs up for me? No, thumbs down.
Because you're fighting time.
It was fighting time. Everybody's fighting time. You're fighting time.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
to,
Rob.
You're fighting time to get gas in your car. You're fighting
get
time to get home
phone.
And watch 30 Rock.
Can we
you're,
have him as a guest? I gotta find that.
I could probably get him.
I don't think. I bet he's not from Portland. I bet he does all the like alt weeklies.
He lives on the moon. In like in an inverted fucking crucifix.
I bet he has a stupid fucking vanity plate too. I bet it says like go get her.
No, it says like star child.
Astrology.
Yeah.
I'm a natural ass.
Okay, and your guys' what do you think?
Good, I don't even know
I
what
don't
it
even
meant.
Understand it.
It meant like, does this apply to you? Like you're always broke. If
right.
does you lost your natural inheritance and
what inheritance?
Yeah.
No, like your natural gifts
something,
of something you
something
had from
something was
earlier?
Denied to me from my early years.
And what about John and his psychoanalyst dad?
Yeah, who gives a shit about
I'm
that?
I'm more interested. Maybe that's why Rob has a niche because he's telling stories. Like what's gonna happen this week?
He spins a yarn.
What's gonna happen this week with John and his psychoanalyst dad?
Well, I wonder what fucking what he says he wants for dinner. Is there a roundabout way to say he wants like a fuck it, let's get Taco Bell, and then you got
no,
like
no, no,
a,
no, no.
A three
I want
paragraphs.
Shakey's pizza.
Of that?
We're going to Shakey's Pizza.
No. I felt in the stars when I looked at my cards.
John's psychoanalyst
oh, no,
father
but
says
you're
that
actually, you missed that Mercury is in retrograde, so we gotta go to Shakey's Pizza.
So we need a new astrology.
Yeah, we
yeah.
do.
You know what?
We should just find one
you,
on the internet.
Are you gonna be able to be here? Are you gonna be here next week?
Yeah.
Okay, because Jenny's gonna be gone.
Jenny's gonna
be.
Where are you gonna be?
She's
in New Orleans.
Which actually brings me to a topic. But real quick, can you find? I'll look for an astrology site too.
Just something that just says,
be, you're
look
gonna
out
be
for
sad
that red-headed
today.
Stranger
exactly,
who might
that's
come
what
with
I want.
The seat. That's what you
right.
want.
Yeah, and then next week I can be like, a ginger tried to steal my soul, and then it will come true.
Hey, fuckface, your shit does stink.
Get your head out of your ass and look at.
That's what
if
I want.
If that said something for Capricorn every fucking week, I'd be like, that's totally right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Actually, I think what you could do is like, how many signs are there? What? 12. Okay, so 12 signs. You could just rotate them. Because I don't read Aries. So I just would read the Gemini section.
Good
so
point.
Fuck it. Just
rotate
that shit.
But what if you're dating an Aries? They can't do that because if you're dating an Aries and you're reading it after some like Mingus love.
I'm not going to date anybody.
Oh, that's right. You got to get caught up with your critical.
I got to find. There's no time in between Matt and my D&D podcast.
Dude, let's call Matt Ward. Let's call him.
Oh, shit. No.
Maybe next week.
Next.
When Jenny's not here.
Well, I got to find out who the fuck this dude is.
Well, but, hey,
and
Matt,
is he good looking?
I found
maybe he's Brad Pitt.
I found your number.
It's a pseudonym.
I'll call him and say, I found
your
number
in my pocket.
Ooh, and then he'll go, what, and then we'll get that figured out. It's like.
Yeah, you're both pregnant.
And I'll be like, dude, what's up? Like, oh, yeah, I know a guy named June. Did you meet him? Like, he might have slipped it in there. He's kind of a prankster. Likes to stir shit up. Let's call him.
I will I will look into it. And,
is it a possibility
are you
that
call
like
are you,
you found that like Matt had given
maybe
it
I
to
found
a lady?
It?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe I did find it.
And then
I don't
you
remember.
Found it and you thought it
well,
was
got,
funny and you're
got,
like, fuck it, I'm gonna prank this guy
see,
later.
This is why
I mean
think
that
Kevin
sounds
exists.
Like June.
I mean my
like to find I've, like find a number and be like, fuck, I'm gonna call this Matt Ward.
Or stuff right. it forget to that I didn't stuff it in like one of my
friends'
lady
bags
friends
or
bags
yeah.
or something. That and, you know, things are getting weird. I mean, I got smacked the other day at a bar.
What?
And I pulled a knife on some guy last night.
Wait, who smacked you? I don't care about the knife. Like,
oh, I was at a bar and I think I was on some sort of diatribe and I don't really remember.
Dolphins
can't type. They can't.
That was another one.
Wait, so you were,
I was at, yeah, I was, no, I got punched.
Punched.
And I was at a pub and blah, 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 talking, hanging out, and somebody bought me a shot of whiskey, and then everything's, I don't remember much after that. And I think I had said something about somebody's girlfriend, and the guy just turned around and bam, nailed, he just popped me right in the face. And then, but the thing is like, from what I remember is I kind of was like, let me finish.
You're like, pull in another thing.
Ah,
I think that's exactly what happened. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I felt like an asshole. Like, oh, I hope I didn't piss you off. I don't give a shit about, you know, fuck off, getting hit, whatever. And because, I mean, if I was mad, I would have gone for the guy. But, you know, I wasn't.
You have like this weird restraint. Like, you get popped in the face and you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, I understand it.
Yeah, well, I don't. I probably said something dumb. That's what I was. That's
See,
the only thing I can say.
I never noticed this. Like every time I've seen you, like drunk, you're always like happy. To
I'm a very happy drunk.
Unless you talk to a hippie chick about dolphins, and then you get mean. And then
well,
I'm
that
like,
was another time we were Patrick
we
and
talk
I were
about
at a party.
That on the air.
I don't think so.
I don't think
Would
so.
Would you like to?
No, I think we did one. I don't think you were here. I think it was Rob, June, and I, like a long time ago.
Anyway, we were at a party, and some girl was trying to tell me that dolphins can type.
But June had to do the thing at a
He's
party.
He's like, no,
everybody,
yeah, listen to stop know what that. This bitch is trying to feed
and,
me.
And that's exactly
don't
what
sell
he
me
did.
That.
What?
Yeah, don't sell me that fucking line.
No, you're not buying, man.
No,
you're
not
Bob not, Barker.
Yeah.
You're not trying to name your fucking price.
I remember that and just being like, she's ridiculous. Everybody has to know.
I
would hope that someone would call me out on the
same thing. She didn't want a fuck for that night. She wanted a soulmate, and I think she thought it was you for a little while because she was going on.
They all do. Then you're like, oh, no.
And that's her true test. She's like, I'm going to throw out the dolphin thing, and if he passes, we're together forever.
Hey, Jenny, have you actually tried, like, you've known Jim for a while, like, tried to get him a woman, like, tried to, like, match make him up?
No.
I'm... As far as finding women, I have no problem at all.
Yeah, June doesn't have
he's
any problem
weird.
Finding a lady.
I know he doesn't have a problem, but he's very, you're not picky, but you have like very peculiar standards, not standards. You have a peculiar like set of things that you want.
I have, but the only thing that I can kind of assess it to is that I have like a fucked up kind of, and this sounds labored, a Seinfeld-esque thing with women.
You do
one little thing and I'm out. I can't
really?
I can't deal with it. I'm like, what are you see? Like the dolphin thing, fuck that girl. I can't handle it.
There's no getting around it.
I can't. You, and it will just loop in my fucking head. I can't.
Like, really?
I can't do it.
But think of the girls that you've dated. Like, they all have those little things. I mean, you have.
Well, I think the worst part is I'm sure my foibles are even worse.
They're probably not.
And these girls are nice enough to, you know, hang out with me for a couple of years. But I just, I get these, I get it in my head, and I'm like, can't do it. Wow. No way.
Really?
Like the man hands on Seinfeld, she's pulling the bread apart.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
I saw a girl that I dated the other day, and she had said something. I'm not going to say what she said. She just said one thing. And I was like,
done.
It's over.
What did she say?
Another time.
I want to know what this was that she said.
I can't say it. Why? I don't want to say it.
Why?
She said that she got a girl boner.
What do you mean?
Her clit got a girl boner. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I didn't like it, and that was it.
Okay, well, that's actually a fair thing.
June's like, done.
Dude, I get a girl boner.
I mean, that's kind of a weird thing that you're going to think about that in your head, and it's going to turn you off, like, if you try to go down there.
What if you had said to her, like, in around this time of your meeting, or, dude, sometimes I get a chubby. Like, yes, that happens, but you're not going to...
Was she saying like she had one right then?
Well,
or that she just gets them? Like, what?
No, I don't
understand.
She was explaining that her clit gets aggravated. But she said the word boner.
Aggravated.
Like ready.
Oh, like
well,
it turns
doesn't
to stone?
Everyone's?
But you don't say boner.
Transformers.
So if she had said a different word other than boner, would you have been
like,
fine
fuck
with
me?
It?
Yeah. Great. Game on. But it was just, and then another time I date this girl and, I was at her house. We were at her parents' house, and this is horrible.
We're not
listeners. I am not this. I'm not bad.
June is a very sweet, actually very nice guy. That's...
I saw a baby picture of her, and she was a really ugly baby, and I left.
That is so Larry David.
I couldn't kiss her anymore. Well, I was like, ugh, God.
Let me break this down psychoanalytically about it. Is what
That's
you
not
looked
a
at.
Word.
It is in my
all right. It's Parthenon. A word now. Here, hold on. I'm gonna jump onto Wikipedia here real quick.
It's my. You were looking at long term, and if you said if we have children together,
we'll
look this
in
ugly.
In a fucked up way.
Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah.
I mean, if you.
No, you're exactly
you don't
right.
have to. You know, like right then, you're like, fuck that. I'm out of here. But, I mean, they always say, or not, they, whoever they are, that you know, that all the mates and like people that you date is we're all trying to propagate the species, no matter how much fucking want to deny
you
it.
You want to spread your seed.
It's
right.
chemical.
And for men, it's especially, biological. Like you, that's what you know. I want to fuck. I want, you know. Everybody is trying. I mean, if you get down to like the animal instinct of it all, that's what you're doing.
See, and another thing is that like I watched this Ricky Gervais video, and there was lions fucking, and I was just like, ugh.
There's
and
what?
Every time I was fucking my girlfriend,
lions
fucking, and the lions all, he's like, he's got his fangs out, he's like, ah,
dude, you,
and it stuck in my head, and I'm like, ugh,
So every we time
gotta,
you
we
were
gotta,
fucking,
we gotta
this
take
would
a break.
Come into your head,
and I'm like, God, get out, and I jar in the ass, I better not fucking come in there.
Well, that's your own fault if it does.
Yeah,
you need
right.
to build. I don't.
I love ketchup though.
I think. I stay away from ketchup. You need to build up your fucking mental.
No, what I need
your
to do.
Fucking mental, like, defenses.
No, for real, I need to grow the fuck up. That's exactly what I need to do.
We all need to
you
do
know,
that.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
you've known me for years. And, I've dated a girl for a while, and then I'm just like.
And she's awesome?
Well.
Is that what happens? Like, she's awesome? You're like, she's really good for? Or no, Jenny's like, no, none of the girls are.
I don't know. I mean, I would say that I'm friends with several of June's ex-girlfriends, and I don't think that, like, I would say, like, come on, June, you really let that one go.
Right.
Like, I mean, I think that the decision was the right decision made.
Right. On some of them, I mean, I just, also, in my fucking stupid.
I've never been like, God, June, you're such a fucking idiot. I can't believe you.
Well,
you know?
It goes same way. I mean, you've had boyfriends and stuff, but I think that, you know, not to switch it off of me, but. You know, you're in a good spot now.
Yeah.
You're in the, I love BT. BT's
I'm in a
awesome.
Good spot. I'm very happy.
But I need to grow the fuck up. I'm living Peter Pan. I'm like a living Peter Pan. I'm almost 40. I come home to a house full of special
mayhem
folks and partying with Down syndrome people.
I mean, that's actually really true. He's not making that up. That it was like he calls his friends.
But seriously, and then I pulled a knife on some guy last night. Grow the fuck up.
No, I had a like,
and then he pulled a knife on me, and I was like,
ah. Oh shit, fuck, it's on.
Well, I was joking. He was like, ah.
I was at a party once at my house. I live with five other guys, and we're having this party, and my friend Jackie, the one that got busted by the cops in New Orleans,
yeah,
about, she walked up to me and she goes, Pat, this dude has been like staring at me all night long, like, and it's freaking me out. And her boyfriend wasn't around. Her boyfriend was like out of town, and he. So I go, okay, well, let's go into the other room so I can see. So we go into the other room, we talk, and sure enough, like 30 seconds, this dude walked into the room, stood by the door, and just stared.
Ew.
At her. And staring at her and like this, I'm gonna, and I know no one can
he's
see.
He's giving the
like a predatory
I'll
look.
Make the voyeur eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
And just doing that, and then so I go, okay, like, okay, let's go into the other room. So we walked by him, and we walked into somebody's bedroom that was kind of open, and we stood there, and we were talking to some people. Sure enough, like fucking 30 seconds later,
ugh,
he walks back and just stands in the room and just stares at her. Now, I am like the most non-confident. So I said, okay, let's go back. We got to go back in the kitchen.
Yeah, hello, note to men, that doesn't work.
So we walk back into the kitchen and like a minute
not a
and
good
a
way.
Like, see, the thing was his stalking thing was great because he didn't do it right away, but he waited like a good like 2-3 minutes so he could kind of blend in.
He's a level four stalker.
We walked back in. Fucking the only job, if I actually went to my guidance counselor now and said, hey, what could I be? Hey, you could be a really good stalker because I noticed detail.
You're a good climber.
I'm not like, I'm not fucking freaky, but I have
got
I,
ninja
notice
tools.
Things. I'm like, oh, she's married. Like, oh, he's married. He drives probably a Yaris. How do you know that? Just because I do. Because I noticed it. So we walk back into the kitchen and 3 minutes later, this dude comes in. He's standing there. And then I'm sitting there and I'm talking to her and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm kind of drunk. I was like 20 years old, and I'm kind of drunk. And then he pulls the ballsy move. He like walks over, and like we were leaning up against the counter, and he just goes next to her, and leans up, and kind of is now looking out at the people, but is standing right next to her, kind of like, I want to be near you, kind of that thing. And I look at her, so I just reach into the fucking goddamn like drawer. I pick out a fucking knife. I pick my hand and I just fucking slice it. And the dude looks at me and I look at him and he looks at me and I nod and he fucking walked away.
And then, holy crap.
Holy
like, I didn't
fucking
think that
shit.
I didn't think that was what you were going to say at all.
Oh my God. I'm so horny right now.
And then all of a sudden she goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like,
you're like, you got ready to stalk?
No, I'm fucking seriously. I'm taking care of shit. This is what I'm doing. And then so she goes, gets my roommate. She gets my roommate Jay. She gets John. And they're like, what the fuck you doing? Jay took me outside with John. Look at me like, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, this dude is being an asshole. And I'm not going to fucking stab him. And I'm non-confrontational. I fucking sent that motherfucker a message. And I think I did it well. And Jay's like, you could have come and got me and we would have removed him. I'm like, that's drama. You guys all want drama.
I'll just cut out my hand. It's over. It's fine.
He left. He walked the fuck out of the
I wonder
of the
who
house.
He was.
Well, you know, another thing is that.
Well, she had told me that he was at a party like the week prior and he had done the same thing. So this was like,
ew.
She was done with it. What were you saying, June?
Well, what's creepy is like his inner monologue must have just been like,
will she notice just, me? Will she notice?
Yeah,
me?
It was either
crazy.
Really desperate or like crazy.
And why the fuck? Who?
I want to eat spaghetti. Out of your skull.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Who does that? I mean, like,
that's weird.
I mean, of course, there's like the across the room kind of gaze.
Hello.
Where you have that dumb shit-eating smile on your face,
like you're pretty. Wink.
Well, she had told me too the week prior to the party that she was at. Her boyfriend was Ian at the time. She was with him, and so she noticed this, but then she was just like, okay, there's this guy, he's into me. So she made it, like, apparent, like, she would, like, kiss Ian on the cheek,
right.
Or they would kiss.
Right.
Hey, like, I'm off fucking limits. Like,
yeah.
You're interested in me, but I'm off limits. I understand that, but the guy did not.
Was Ian kind of a wussy dude?
No, like, Ian, she didn't tell him that this was going
right,
on.
Like,
Ian McKay?
And this, no.
Yes.
And this party, he was, like, gone. And or she, because when I talked to her,
in his crazy mind, he's probably like, "Yes,
dude, there,
up without that guy,
I can rescue you from him."
No, in his brain, he's playing life.
And he's like, tick, 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 got the squares up, spin it.
I went to the university. I got fucking, we have three fucking, we have two blue pinks and three pinks. We had to get a second car and put it on a trailer. I just rolled a 10.
Do you ever play Life where you had so many kids you had to like stack them so the little pegs were like riding on top of the
We always had a rule that whenever you went over one of the banks, you could
get a kid out.
You could kick out one of the kids, like, you could kill one.
That's called California dreaming.
Anyways, Jenny, you got some news?
I do.
Oh God. Did it.
Thugs attack two transvestites who turn out to be cage fighters wearing fancy dresses.
Fuck you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's...
Two thugs who attacked what they thought were a pair of transvestites picked on the wrong men when their intended victims turned out to be cage fighters on a night out in fancy dress.
Why were they being transvestites?
I don't know. I think it explains.
It was night out of the cage.
Dean Gardner, 19.
One day a year they get
Jason
out.
Jason Fender.
They just dress up like chicks.
Singled out the two men walking along a street in wigs, short skirt, and high heels. Bare-chested Gardner was caught on CCTV confronting one of the men in a pink wig, black skirt, and tube top. Then seen swinging a punch. But the other cage fighter wearing a sparkly black dress. I love that they like a describe. Yeah. Like, who cares what they're wearing?
We do.
And matching long wigs, sprang to his friend's help, delivering two lightning quick punches to the two stunned yobs.
What, the dude? So the dude walked up to the fucking transvestite cage
and just
fighters,
punched them.
But he's bare chested.
Right.
So he was obviously looking. He was obviously out to have a good time that night.
Yes.
Because he has no
shirt.
Well,
also, I mean, if they're cage fighters, they're not. Just walk into a cage and fight. They're training. They have to be ripped.
Seriously, would you attack a transvestite that looked ripped?
Some of those guys are actually like 5'10", but they're like stocky, and some of them are actually lean. So they could make a really curvy woman.
Yeah.
I just
broad shoulders.
They said yobs.
Did this happen in England?
I don't know where it happened. They did say yobs, though.
Okay. But I love that. I love that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The cage fighters were seen teetering away in their high heels, stuffing only to pick up a clutch bag that they dropped during the melee.
Fucking got to get those accessories.
Gardner and Fender were left dazed and seen staggering to their feet after their failed attack. CCTV cameras followed the pair as they weaved along the Kingsway. Oh, it's in Wales.
Okay.
The Kingsway Highway before being arrested. Mark Davies said, "You know, it cannot have been a good night when you get into a fight with two cross-dressing men. Unfortunately,
and they kick your ass.
Unfortunately, they were extremely drunk. No, get out of town.
Hey, look at those trannies. Let's kick their ass. Hey,
well, it's just like
hey, dude.
So yeah, it
take
actually,
your shirt off. Take yeah. your shirt off.
Okay,
for a
hold
second.
Wait one second.
Hey,
okay, hold
look,
on.
Look at her.
Shirts off.
Look, all right, shirts off." See those trannies? Uh-huh. I think we need to kick their ass.
It never actually
says why they were dressed up. Maybe they were going to a costume party or something. Maybe they're gay. Maybe they're cross-dressing cage fighters.
You know,
whatever.
They're still cage fighters.
Yeah, it does. Gay, straight, who gives a shit? Those dudes fight for money.
Well, do you ever remember that Dennis Quaid movie where he played a boxer? He was like a musician boxer, and the last guy he had to fight was a gay guy who like gave him flowers when they had to like hit mitts and come out into the thing. He gave him flowers because he was a gay fighter, but he kicked the shit out of Dennis Quaid.
It's kind of stereotypical that gay fighters give flowers.
Actually, I would.
It was like in like 82. The movie was like in 82.
You probably had his wrist like this.
It was totally played up.
He had an umbrella.
IMDb that. Like, what movie was Dennis Quaid in that he played a boxer?
By the way, June remembered we were talking about who did the voice of Templeton. Oh no, that was Michelle. Never mind.
What was Templeton?
We had
Templeton
this,
the rat on Charlotte's Web.
We had this thing last week.
It was driving us nuts.
We're like, who the fuck did the voice for that? And it took me.
It was like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, and I was driving down Broadway going to the Red Cross, and I'm like, Pauline! Paul Lynn, I called her. I called Jenny. I'm like, it was Paul Lynn. It was Paul Lynn. Center Square. Yeah. Center Square.
Totally. It was so awesome, too. The message just started with Center Square. It was good.
All right. What do you got?
Okay. Idaho woman mistakes own hearing aid for a milk dud.
What?
Idaho woman mistakes own hearing aid for a milk dud.
Milk duds in my ear.
The spokesman review, Paul Turner, wrote the cautionary tale about dipping... Oh, what the fuck? Violet Bishop, I don't know what that was, some intro. Violet Bishop, 87, of Coeur d'Alene, was tucked into bed with a box of Milk Duds ready to watch Dancing with the Stars when something went horribly wrong, in her words, quote, "As I enjoyed the chocolate and caramel taste, it appeared one of my Milk Duds was not as fresh as the others. One was rather crunchy, and I could not get it to soften up, no matter how hard I tried." Finally, she removed the dud from her mouth. She wanted to see what the problem was. She found out. Apparently, as she had shifted in position on the bed, after her hearing aid had fallen out of her ear and dropped right into the box of candies. And the reason I printed this article was because the first, you know how people can make comments? The first comment this guy made was, "Simple mistake. I mistook my glasses for Twizzlers once." And I laughed so hard. This poor woman.
Why is she poor?
Well, because
she's buying hearing aids every time she gets a fucking sweet tooth.
Yeah, those things are spendy.
I haven't had a good custard in years.
Oh.
All right, real quick, Movie Madness.
Yeah, because we still haven't got it.
What are we?
What happens?
Now, you listen to me, mister. I don't know who in the hell you think you are or what you're doing, but you just destroyed a building.
Die Hard?
Die Hard it
yeah!
is.
Yeah.
You got it before. I was scared to say it for some
what was
reason.
What was the thing about the quarterback?
Hey, motherfucker.
Huh?
What was the thing about the quarterback?
It was one of the guys that was inside the building. He was watching the monitors. Somebody got killed or something. He's like, "The quarterback is," or what, maybe
the quarterback,
is a ghost.
Yeah. What's
yeah, I
this was the one
FBI
that was
thing
it
was driving
no,
me
No, it was
crazy.
Just it was just in, it, I didn't
Here it
get
is.
It.
Wait. This is my favorite character in the movie.
Show him the watch.
Later.
Well, go on, show him. What are you, embarrassed? It's just a small token of appreciation for all our hard work. It's a Rolex.
I know. What? Okay. Character flaw, foible, one of mine. I love all the douchebags in every... like, Zap Brannigan. I love Zap Brannigan.
Yeah, you do love
I love Han Solo. Nah.
He's the dude.
Well, he can't
came through
love
in the
Han
end.
Solo.
And this dude. Oh, God. Just the douchebag characters. Because if an actor.
Do you love, Billy Zabka in The Karate Kid? From the Cobra Kai?
Oh, Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny.
I like it because if you can pull that off as an actor and you really hate that person.
Or what about James Spader? He's my favorite douchebag. From all the John Hughes movies, he is, the best rich douchebag ever.
Less Than Zero?
Less Than Zero. Oh. Excellent douchebag.
Excellent.
Oh,
douchebag.
Yeah. He was a big
drug-dealing douchebag.
And then
good
he's in,
stuff.
The Secretary where he kind of plays creepy douchebag.
I wanted to be professional. Efficient, adult, cooperative. Not a lot to ask. Alas, your Mr. Takagi did not see it that way, so he won't be joining us for the rest of his life.
I love Alan Rickman.
Thank you for the Porsche.
I couldn't
the potion
think about,
class.
I couldn't figure Die Hard weirdly enough until I got the.
I saw you making the D. He was making a D.
You would have said it.
No,
I
tried. I was trying to think. If
I'm going
to
call that one. A
it
tie.
Wasn't two, but I didn't. I'd never seen three.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, it has to be one because it has the principal from Breakfast Club in it. It has. What's that guy doing anyway?
I don't know. I love that guy,
though. I love
though.
That guy.
Yeah, he played a good douchebag, too.
He needs to do a Patrick
guy.
Swayze, Donnie
you
Darko
mess with the
role.
He does.
Like, where he plays
you get
creepy.
The horns.
Get the horns. Yeah, he
or play like a really awesome nice guy, because he's never done that. He always plays
yeah.
as the douches.
He should totally come out of the woodwork and be in, awesome.
Well, we should do casting.
Kick-ass.
Huh?
We should do.
Well, yeah, we should be in charge of everything.
Okay,
his cock will be able to shoot gold and money and marshmallows.
No, it would be
and chocolate sauce.
It would be you know like a hay and some other actor would just wield it into gold. You know, spin it into gold. Oh. Like a you got
so
another
this
one.
This is kind of along the lines of the Darwin Awards, and it also took place in Hillsborough.
Hillsborough, Oregon.
Hillsborough, Oregon. Hillsborough robbery suspect arrested after teller can't read her writing. So, you know, it buys them some time. Hillsborough, Oregon. Police say a bank robbery attempted in Hillsborough failed after a teller told the woman who handed her a threatening note that she couldn't read her handwriting. Police allege the 30-year-old Stephanie Martin walked into Wells Fargo bank branch and handed the teller a note that said, "Need $300 or I'll kill you. I'm serious." I like that it only $300. She's obviously a meth head, right?
Yeah.
It's she could have asked for $3,000.
Like the people that kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr., they kidnapped him and they needed, the guy that kidnapped them needed $250,000. That was, he actually made up a plan. Like, I have a plan. I'll kidnap this guy and get $250,000. And when the Sinatra family said, "We'll give you $1 million," he goes, no, we only want $250,000 or whatever awesome. It was, because that was his plan. He only needed that, but she only needed $300. Yeah.
Sweet.
I need to go.
Why do you rob a bank for $300?
Seriously.
Go to
like
a liquor store.
Yeah, jack up a liquor store or a fucking passerby.
You could hit,
you know?
You could hit two or three plaid pantries.
Yeah, you could hit two or three grab two or three purses.
Like at a pub or something, yeah. And you could do that over like a month.
I wonder what their pickpocket skill is.
The teller told Martin she couldn't read the writing. While Martin stepped away to rewrite her note on a bank slip, the teller hit a silent alarm, and the bank manager intervened, asking Martin how he could help her. Police and FBI agents soon arrived, and they arrested her.
That's so blue balls.
Police said she was under the influence of drugs.
No shit. Like, that sucks. Like, here,
I love that she's give me $300 or I'll fucking kill you. Hold on, I'll go rewrite my note. What, do you have a Sharpie? Like,
she's sitting there when she's filling that out. She's like, oh god damn, fucking people can't. I should have learned how to do cursive in Catholic school.
The public school system has failed me.
No, she's got one of those things where you put your finger and thumb in there, and it's got the like choose a number.
Red, white, blue. Okay, I want to love you.
Yeah.
Then
you're gonna marry Johnny. You're going to live in a bungalow in New York.
You're going to drive. Don't pick seven.
Yeah.
Don't pick seven, pick eight. All right, you're going to make all my money? What? And then you could use it as a puppet to talk your way out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a picture of her, too.
I want to see the picture of her.
She's a kid.
Well, it says she's 30, but she looks really young.
Well, she only needed $300 to make a car payment.
You can find this online, too.
Look at her eyes. She needs to be saved.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have come...
Oh, that
Stephanie
name
Martin. Where are you now?
We have come to another end of the Hideous Creature Show.
That's it?
Yep. We're way over an hour.
What?
Yeah. And you can find us on the Facebook... and you can
thank you
our
everybody
friends.
For being our fans.
Yeah, we're
and Jenny's not going to be here next week.
I'm not. I'm going to be in New Orleans.
We cannot.
And hopefully, I'll have some good story. That would be fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I'll have some good stories.
You will.
To tell. We're going during Blues Festival. We're going to ride in a fan boat and through some gators.
That reminds me,
I'm going to make friends with a crawdaddy.
I got invited to go to Tom Waits' birthday party down in New Orleans, and it just got canceled.
Oh no, so, that sucks.
Is he gonna be there?
No, he'll be there probably
for the Blues Fest.
Your thing.
June's roommate Brandon was from New Orleans, and he said that there's a certain place that Tom Waits always goes. So,
but anyway,
who knows? But I'm very excited.
Next year,
yeah,
you're gonna have a great time. We'll call you for sure.
It's gonna be fun, and it's gonna be warm, and
shit.
I'm very
excited. Really
that cold. And there's no last call. Yikesies.
Yeah.
It's an Irishman's dream.
Karen said she already put Chip and I on restriction, so.
That's what she said last night.
We need
last
call.
You know how you get through that? Just go like, okay, you can put us on restriction. Can't smoke weed. Can't smoke weed.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work anyways, because.
Well, you're not going to smuggle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm sure you could find it. You're going to buy it from a cop. Don't buy weed.
This is a funny story. One time, BT tried to buy some of him and his friends tried to buy some and they got shredded up Yellow Pages.
Did it smoke?
It was awesome.
Dude, probably fucking did him.
Smoking Yellow Pages.
Roto-Rooter never got me higher.
So again, you've come to the another end of a Hideous Creature Show. Boo-hoo. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Pat.
And we're going to do another show next week and we're going to call Jenny while she's on vacation.
You have a good time, Jenny.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
You can find us also on hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And come
go
look
check
for
out
us.
One Guy, One Cup.
Facebook.
Awesome.
Yeah.
971-212-6642. No one's called me and left messages yet.
Because we're
message.
The only one that listened to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just started to edit myself out. Leave a kid message. But
that's right. You got the kid
yep,
edit.
I got the fucking shit.
Until next week, have a good, wonderful week.
And go see Zombieland.
And go see Zombieland. The outro to the show is Blue Moon with Billie Holiday. You can find it on our website, and it will link you to yahoo.com, and you can buy it. Till next time, toodles.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer. someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my